Good evening, everybody, and thank you for coming to tonight's scrutiny meeting. Can everybody hear me all right?
Yes, yep.
First of all, apologies when I call any councillors. It's kind of hard to see who you are with the mask, so apologies if I get anybody's names wrong. Okay then, with that we'll move on to the agenda. So item one, apologies for absence. Andrea.
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillors Aykroyd and I believe Councillor Wildman is running a little bit late, so he'll be with us later.
Perfect. Thank you. Item two, declarations of interest, if there are any. Nope. So item three, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I don't believe we've had any.
That's correct, Chairman.
Thank you. So item four, to accept the public minutes of the meeting held on the 25th of March 2020. You should have all received a copy of the minutes. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Gould. If we move on to the votes, those in favour? Those against? And those abstain? I believe those have carried, so I will sign those. So item four, corporate plan performance report for the year 2020 to 2021, end of year report. I will now hand over to Dan.
Thank you, Jack. So this is the end of year performance report for the financial year 2020-21. Contributing towards the community regeneration and environmental health and wellbeing priorities is set out in the corporate plan. So overall, out of 94 live targets due to be reported, 88.3% reported as green, 4.2% reported as amber, and 7.45% reported as red. At the cabinet meeting on the 14th of June, the cabinet resolved that the targets with an amber status should be considered red for the purpose of the year-end position. So this would give an overall position of 88.3% green and 11.7% red. So in terms of the priorities of this committee, it's a positive return. Out of the 24 live targets that contribute towards community regeneration, 87.5% are green and 12.5% are red. And of the 22 live targets that contribute towards environment, health and wellbeing, 95.45% are green and 4.55% are red. Section 5.6 of the report lists those targets that are reported as red or amber. So in summary, an overall positive report for the committee. There are a number of targets in the 2021 corporate plan which were to be agreed post outturn, and these are listed at table 5 with the targets for 21-2022. Over to you, Chair. Any questions?
Thank you for that. Are there any questions from any councillors? Nope. Okay then, so moving on to item six, update on scrutiny reviews. So we currently have two reviews in progress. We have the review into waste management, as well as the review into the impacts of coronavirus on charities and community groups. I can give a quick update on those and then I'll hand over to Dan if he wants to add anything on them. So in terms of the waste scrutiny review, we're currently undertaking a survey of residents. That survey has been put together in a draft form and should be going out to residents soon, I believe. We're also looking to survey and speak to other local authorities who we're benchmarked against to find out what they do and how they handle waste and kind of the management of residents on that. And then in terms of the second scrutiny review into the impact of coronavirus on community groups, we had a meeting where we spoke to Support in Staffordshire and had an update from them in terms of their response to the pandemic and how community groups have handled it and how they've adapted to that. They have also completed a similar review into the impacts of coronavirus. I've also spoken to some other external charities and private companies in terms of how they've adapted to it and how they have responded as a result of the pandemic. And we're currently in the process of putting together a draft report, which we hope to have the final one ready for the next scrutiny meeting. At that point, Dan, is there anything you wish to add on that?
No, I think you captured all. Chair, thank you.
Perfect. Are there any questions on either of those two scrutiny updates? Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you. You mentioned the waste management review and that discussions were taking place with other councils. Is that being done on an individual council by council basis, or is this borough council using the Waste Management Board of Staffordshire?
So that part is a sort of benchmarking exercise. So the subgroup identified the Staffordshire partners, local authorities to the borough, so South Derbyshire, North West Leicestershire as well, but also the SITFA nearest neighbours, which we use for performance. So I hope to speak to the waste management team and get some data on recycling and some waste and compare our performance against those authorities. And then, if necessary, speak to those authorities directly as well. Thank you.
Are there any other questions on either of those two? No. Perfect. At which point then I'll move on to item 7. So this is the public executive decision records. Are there any questions that anybody wishes to raise on these? Nope. So at which point there, just to note, so item 8, questions. So we have received one question from Councillor Lamb, which you should have all received a copy of on your desks. This was in relation to Utoxeter Park run trial that was due to start prior to the pandemic and what work is being done to support that now that things can start to reopen. You should also have on there a response from the deputy leader responsible, Councillor Ashcroft, in regards to how ESBC are handling that. Are there any questions on that response or comments? Councillor Lamb.
Yeah, I obviously support the reaching out proactively to the park run organisers. I think it's important that we do, as we said before, we're one of the only boroughs that hasn't got a park run, and potentially there might be an option of two, and I think certainly anything we can do to support that over the next few months at a time when park runs are coming back, I think would be very beneficial. So if we can just keep a track on that.
Definitely, I fully agree on that. Are there any other comments or questions on that response? Yep. Councillor Barker?
Yes, thank you. Just to follow on from Lam. Before the pandemic, I went to Utoxeter on a couple of occasions and met the park run people, actually walked around the course and everything else. And you know, that's when I was sort of deputy leader in charge of that. And Councillor Ashcroft, I can assure you, will carry on and we'll positively support it because it's something we want in East Staffordshire.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions before we move on? Nope. So item 9, so the dates of future meetings. So our next meeting is the 28th of July 2021. We then have a meeting on the 22nd of September, the 27th of October, 15th of December, 26th of January, and then the 24th of March. At which point then, so I will move into the private part of the meeting. So in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public are to be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as it is likely, in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraph of part 1 of schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item on the agenda.